Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Lots of information on this case continuing to come out, and lots of seemingly almost exonerating evidence for Richard Allen, or at least evidence that doesn't point in his direction. It keeps going downhill for the prosecution of him. What's your thoughts? I know you've kind of released quite a few things on your Twitter or X over the last week on it. Where do you think things are at right now? What's your feelings on the case?
This is where I stand on it. This week, we had two more filings. They came both in the same day. The first filing in the early morning hours was the defense requesting that the judge set a discovery deadline, meaning that state's got to turn over everything they have. And they wanted a November 1st date. There is a trial date of January 8th looming. And, you know, if you don't practice law and you're thinking, oh, well, you know, 3 months, that's nothing.
Yeah.
When you're trying to prepare for a trial like this, I can tell you from actual experience, 3 months goes in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
You know, and this, and the defense is talking about that they have 30 to 40 depositions that they still have to do. Indiana is a state, unlike Illinois, where they can depose fact witnesses and expert witnesses prior to trial, which is, I think, a wonderful thing. I think it really evens the playing field, because typically I don't get to talk to the state's witnesses, even though I have the ability to. There's nothing that prohibits me from doing it. The fact of the matter is that when my private investigator shows up to their house, they then call the state's attorney and say, hey, the lawyers, you know, the defense lawyers, private investigators here, and wants to interview me. And the state can't say, no, you can't talk to them.
Yeah.
But they can't say, you don't have to talk to them. You could just tell them that you don't want to talk and goodbye, and they'll leave. Mm-hmm. And which is what typically what happens. Being able to depose somebody, which is where you send a notice of deposition and or subpoena them to depose them. You get them in a room under oath and you question them.
Yeah.
You know, prior to trial, it's a huge thing, because if they then get on the stand at trial and give different information, you now have sworn testimony. Plus, it gives you the advantage of, you know, you're not just having to rely on police reports, because a lot of times when we get police reports, you'll have cops that went out, did an interview. If it's not recorded, they took notes and then they go back and they write a summary of it. Mm-hmm. So that summary is written through their mindset of from based on their notes. So it's not verbatim.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And those kind of little discrepancies are a big deal, especially in a case where, you know, somebody's life is on the line. So they basically asked for that. And are we still on?
Yeah, we're right here.
God, man, my Zoom keeps messing with my head. It keeps like saying like post attendee. I don't know.
Yeah.
As long as we're still on, we're good.
Okay.
The second thing was filed, and I think it's a reasonable request. I really do. And as far as like exculpatory evidence, the state has a duty to turn that over whenever.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is that it's, you know, it's not unusual for discovery to come in phases or in dumps, as they describe it. You know, typically, like you'll get like a large chunk towards the beginning, and then a couple months later, you'll get another large chunk, and then a few months later, another. But with this, what's strange is that all the seemingly exculpatory evidence came very late.
Yeah.
So that, like, you know, they got all that stuff in September, and, you know, I mean, it certainly gives the appearance that the state was slow playing that discovery, hoping that the defense had already formed a theory of the case based on what they had gotten in the 9 months prior. Mm-hmm. And that they would basically just skim through this stuff. Like, to me, that's the way it plays out in my head.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's true, I don't know. It sure looks like that way. I'm not Nick McClelland. I don't know what he's going on in his head, because that brings us to the second motion, which was filed, which was basically adding on to the Franks memo. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was more kind of stunning information, to be honest with you. You know, it's like there's two schools out there right now. There's those that are poo-pooing this because of the ritualistic aspect of it, and saying, oh, this wasn't a you know, like a ritual sacrifice by a bunch of, you know, pagans. And then there's the people that are actually reading the memo, looking at the discovery that was tendered over by the state to the defense, and are asking themselves the question, do they have the right guy in custody? And I am most definitely in that second camp. And, you know, I've had many discussions. I had Barbara McDonald, who, you know, did the Down the Hill podcast on my YouTube channel, which everyone should subscribe to, just Defense Diaries Podcast on YouTube. And I had a fascinating interview with her, and Barbara is in the know. Mm-hmm. You know, she knows the case. She was boots on the ground early on, and it's a great podcast. And, you know, she's super informed about the case. And you know, my position is this. I don't care about the Odinism. Do I think that the individuals that they named in their memo, do I think that they're interested in and, like, practicing is not the right word, but I think that they, you know, it's something that they tinker with.
Sure.
That does not mean that I think that they went and did a ritual sacrifice to Odin in order to get into Valhalla. What I think is that for whatever reason, if it's the white nationalists, you know, white supremacist type angle, and for whatever reason they chose these two girls, if we're to believe the defense, that, you know, one of the girls' mothers was, you know, dating outside of her race, and that was a motive for them. And then, you know, based on their, these four guys, and if you look at their Facebook pages and their socials, there is no denying they all have a serious interest in Odinism.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.